Or have you ever heard them
called? Mulattoes and...
Have you ever heard of old white people say who were just lazy, don't like to work? Like
white trash.
White trash. Would a white man use that term, or a black man, or would they both be likely to use it? Or
I think they both use it.
Is there any one term that one might use that the other wouldn't? Say something that a black man might use to refer to white people like that, that a white man wouldn't, that you know of?
There might be. I can't think of anything. I think white. I know they use white trash a lot.
Have you ever heard white people around here referred to as crackers?
No, never.
What about, say, sometimes when people from the country come into town on the weekend, people in town will kind of make fun of them, might call them various names. Have you ever heard any of them?
Rednecks.
Rednecks.
That's the number one term. Greasers.
Greasers?
Right. That's from the greasy hair. You know, it's been stylish for a long time now not to have greasy hair. And when the country people come in, they still grease their hair. You know, and the young people, I'll call them, yeah, the wet look, and they all call them greasers. Greasers and rednecks.
Have you ever heard people around here say, well, so-and-so, look at that old country Hoosier?
No.
You haven't heard that?
Country Hick.
Country Hick.
But not a country Hoosier.
Have you ever heard them called podunks?
Podunks? No, we talk about an area. They're from Podunk, or their Podunk Junction is our favorite expression. But no, I call them podunks.
Yeah. We can knock off right there.
Okay. Okay. I didn't.
You have another show last night?
Oh, yes.
How'd it go?
It went real well. Real well.
What did you say you were putting on?
Called The Boyfriend.
The Boyfriend. I think I saw a
poster about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a real cute show. Just a real spoof on the musicals of the 20s. You want to go ahead and ask me things, it'll be fine while I sit here.
Oh, okay. I want to ask you some more expression.
Okay.
Say if you were at a party at night, you looked at your watch and it was about 11:30. Mm-hmm. You might say, well, my goodness, we'd better be getting home. It's midnight.
Almost midnight.
Or if, say, you were trying to walk on an icy sidewalk, you might say, well, somehow I managed to keep my balance, but I fell down a few times.
Almost.
Or if you and somebody else are getting ready to go downtown, and a person might call out to you, well, aren't you ready yet? You might say, well,
I'm almost ready. Is that what you're...
Or you could say, well, I'll be with you in...
Just a minute.
Say if you were going somewhere and you weren't sure about the distance, you might stop and ask somebody, well, how
far is it?
Or if you want to know how many times about something, you'd ask, how do you do this?
What now?
If you want to know how many times about something, like how many times this person mows his yard every week, you might say, well,
how often do you mow your yard?
Or say if you... if I said, well, I don't think I'm going to vote for Gerald Ford for president. If you agreed with me, you might say, well, am I?
You say you're not going to vote for him? I say neither am I.